We've got two readings today. The first one is from Proverbs. It's page 644, and it's number 19. It's not at all, it's 10, verse 19. Sin is not ended by multiplying words, but the prudent hold their tongues. And our second reading is, of course, taken from James. You can find it on page 1213. Starting to read at verse 19 also. Page 1213. Listening and doing. My dear brothers and sisters, take note of this. Everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry. Because human anger does not produce the righteousness that God desires. Therefore, get rid of all moral filth and the evil that is so prevalent, and humbly accept the word planted in you, which can save you. Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves. Do what it says. Anyone who listens to the word but does not do what it says is like someone who looks at his face in a mirror, and after looking at himself, goes away and immediately forgets what he looks like. This is the word of our Lord.
Speak, Lord, in the stillness. Speak your word to me. Hush my heart to listen in expectancy. For the words you speak, Lord, they are life indeed, living bread from heaven. Now my spirit feed. In your name, amen. Three weeks ago, Palm Sunday, we played Spot the Difference, do you remember? Between the two words want and need. And we discovered there was a very big difference and a very important one. We've got another game of Spot the Difference this time. What is the difference between listening and listening? Doesn't appear to be much difference. But oh, there is. There is listening, and there is listening. What on earth do I mean? There is active listening, and there is passive listening. Sorry, still don't quite grasp it. Right, let's have a look at passive listening. It doesn't look like listening at all. He's fast asleep. There are probably lovely sounds around him. Birds singing. The water gently lapping at the edge of the lake. But he doesn't listen. He's asleep. He's hearing. Probably the sound waves are going in there, but they're accomplishing nothing. Passive listening is not really listening at all. So, the importance of active listening. And here, if you're going to learn anything, ask James. And that's where we are this morning. We're in the second half of James chapter 1. A book that is painfully practical, and we may wish to cry ouch a little bit before the end of the morning, as the Lord challenges us to give up passive listening, which is a waste of your time, and incidentally of his as well, and embrace active listening, the kind of listening that leads somewhere, the kind of listening that honours God. So, ask James, and this is the answer we get. According to James, listen carefully, verse 21. Listen attentively, verse 25. Listen obediently, verse 22. Listen faultlessly, verses 26 and 27. Right, let's take those in order. Listen carefully. You may be interested to hear that in America last year, some 2 million books were published just in 1 year. Think of the number of words in each book and multiply the two, and exhausting. John Milton said long before, "There are so many books, I cannot read them all." What on earth would he say now? 2 million books, and in the UK, 200,000. Words, words, words. Vying for our attention, vying for our purchase, that we might read, but why? And some will perhaps inform us, some will challenge us, some will entertain us. How do we choose what we read? Do we read? Not everyone does. Of course, in my ministry, I went into some homes and there were books floor to ceiling. In other homes, there were none. What about you? And do you listen when you read? Does that reading make a difference to you? James says, if it's the right kind of reading and the right kind of listening, it will have a wonderful effect. So, he says, listen to one book above all others, because it is the voice of your Creator, of your God, speaking to you. Other books we have to read carefully because we cannot be sure if they're right or not. You don't need to worry about that with the Bible. It is right in every possible respect. And we don't need to worry that it's misleading or that it's going to corrupt us. Every other book you read, from Glossop Library included, may corrupt you, may dishonor your Creator, your Lord, may do you harm. Only one will do you good, and James lists it like that. The word of truth in verse 18. Get rid of all moral filth and the evil that is so prevalent, and humbly accept the word planted in you, which can save you. The word of truth, the word planted in you, the word in 22. Do not merely listen to the word. The word in 23, anyone who listens to the word but does not do what it says. And finally, the perfect law that gives freedom. What is James talking about? I think we know what he's talking about. And certainly his original listeners would have known that the word means the Bible. Well, of course, for James, it didn't mean quite the Bible that we have now, because the New Testament wasn't then complete. It was the Old Testament primarily, what we call the Old Testament. But James sees it as a plant that has been grafted into you, and in order to bear fruit, the fruit of a righteous life, the fruit of a life that pleases its Creator. And so he's saying, when you read that, read carefully and read attentively, because it is the very word of God speaking to you. So, first of all, listen carefully. Second, listen attentively. Active listening, look interested. Inquire with questions, stay on target, test understanding, evaluate the message, neutralize your feelings. Well, that's his idea. We prefer to rely upon James, the Lord's brother. But what I put on one side is a man standing to attention. You know what happens in the army? Attention! And you have to stand up ready for further orders. Now I put that there because that's what James is saying. Don't just listen, get ready for action. That soldier on the right-hand side may look good, but he's not doing anyone any good, just doing that. But he is, we trust, on his tiptoes, ready the moment he gets a further order to obey and to get into action. And that should be the attitude with which we view the Word of God and with which we listen to the Word of God. I begin every day reading the Word of God. I read it on my phone when I wake up, and it's called Our Daily Bread, and I know a number of others do as well. But I've got a confession to make. That the problem with that time in the morning is that I can read a paragraph of it, and then I can suddenly stop and think, I didn't take in the least word of that, which is awful. I need to go back and read it again. I heard it, I didn't listen. And we need to do both. And we need to be on our tiptoes, ready and willing. James puts it this way. No, got the wrong verse. Never mind, not to worry. So, listen carefully, listen attentively. Thirdly, listen obediently. You'll see that the soldier has gathered some mates and he's on active service. In other words, his listening was effective. It got him started and it got him joined up with others who are attentive and who are obedient to the word. Do not merely listen to the word, says James, and so deceive yourself. You're lying to yourself. What a stupid way to act. Do what it says. And so the soldier on active service is doing what he's doing, not because of his own hunch, but because his commanding officer has told him to. And so he's ready to go. And the fourth, listen faultlessly, verses 26 to 27. If anyone considers himself religious, do you? And yet does not keep a tight rein on his tongue, he deceives himself and his religion is worthless. But religion that God our Father accepts as pure and faultless is this, to look after orphans and widows in their distress, and to keep oneself from being polluted by the world. Faultless listening. I have never done anything faultlessly, and you may think as you look at that, that's an impossible standard. I cannot accept that, I cannot put it into practice. But what James is talking about is not beyond our reach. He's talking about keeping a rein on your tongue, watch what you say. We could all do that if we're willing to. He talks about visiting orphans and widows in their distress. A number of us do that already, that's great. It's not that difficult, it just requires a willingness and an obedience to the word and the will of God, and to keep oneself from being polluted or corrupted by the world. That's going back to point one, isn't it? Those 2 million books. How many of them will really make you a better person? How many of them will pull you back and pull you down? So, faultlessly means not standard so high that we cannot reach it. It means a simple obedience to the compassion of our God. So, those four things, how we are to listen, says James. You notice at the bottom there, a famous statue that used to be in our great city of Manchester, near to the Etihad Stadium, called Be of the Bang. It was put up in honour of Linford Christie, but also of the whole population of Manchester, who are supposed to be on their toes, ready for active service. Sadly, the sculpture has fallen apart and been dismantled because it was a danger to people walking past it. Bits fell off. Very sad. But it remains a reminder of the priority that Linford Christie used to put on the very first moment when he might get going. He said, I don't just go at the end of the bang, or even just at the beginning, but at the beginning of the B, I'm on my toes ready to start. And that could give him a microsecond advantage. A man ready for action. We've got our soldier friend back there. He's ready for action as well. Not yet, but very soon, when he gets the word. I put at the top a Christian. You? Me? He's worshipping. That's wonderful, but it ain't enough. James says it's not enough just to worship, to sing the right words or speak the right words. What is necessary is to be ready, to obey, not to settle for just simply listening, but active listening, obedient listening, careful listening, faultless listening. Aim for it, go for it, on your toes, the B of the bang. Though I suppose for Christians, the S of the serve. Let's take that away. Father, thank you that you call us to your service with your still small voice or the voice that thunders. Lord, we want to listen. We want to hear. We want to obey. Grant us, Lord, the power of your Spirit, that our discipleship may be of use and not just ornament. In Jesus' name we pray.